Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a nation's restaurant news podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Thursday, March 28th, and here are your top stories. First, one group to acquire Benihana and RA Sushi Parent in a $365 million deal. The owner of STK and Kona Grill agrees to buy Safflower Holdings in a transaction expected to end by Q2. Second, Papa John's introduces items with cup and crisp pepperoni. The pizza chain is offering the ingredient on pizza, a papadilla, and a papa bite. Third, Jimmy John's introduces a new article of clothing to promote its Caprese Salami Pesto Wrap. The Chow Down silk scarf is available via the chain's online store. Fourth, Dave's Hot Chicken taps musician Usher as a franchisee. The Grammy Award winner partners with the Atlanta Group and joins investor Drake. And finally, MasterCard and Visa agree to a $30 billion settlement on swipe fees. The Restaurant Association says proposed legislation is needed in the long term. Now let's dive deeper into a trending story for our website. Ahead of April Fool's Day, chains have been releasing menu items that may be real. This is a tradition in the restaurant industry where brands promote various menu items that seem outlandish in the hopes that they will drive customers to their stores. As you'll hear ahead, some of these menu items have been so popular that they've joined menus permanently. Others haven't even existed. This year in particular, there are a few chains that seem to be embracing pickles, which in light of yesterday's episode would seem to be on trend. Brett Thorne and I discuss food trends in the industry when it comes to beverages and what's up ahead.
Happy end of March, Brett. We are approaching April Fool's Day, which is usually a big day for restaurants to pull out a bunch of marketing promotions. But we've also seen some of them stick. So can you tell us about what we can expect this year and kind of the history of the holiday in the restaurant industry?
Well, April Fool's Day is weird because restaurants who are feeding customers are pretending to do things and then they don't do them. And that's not nice. And it's something that consumers tend not to appreciate. And certainly, reporters like us don't appreciate it because we're busy. We got a lot of things going on. And then we get this press release that's a little off the wall, but there are so many weird things going on in the restaurant industry that you don't necessarily know immediately whether they're joking or not. So today I've been putting together Menu Tracker and I'm getting these releases of rather unusual menu items. That, as far as I can tell, are real. Maybe by the end of the day, I'll be like, oh, wait, Ziggy's Coffee said it was adding pickle juice to its coffee, but it's not really. But I think it is. And I checked with them. I'm like, yes, this is real, right? And they haven't gotten back to me yet. But they are also 2 hours behind because they're in Mountain Time and I'm on Eastern Time. And then if you think about it, I mean, yeah, about how pickles are trendy. And certainly, I mean, picklebacks have been popular for what, 15 years, 20 years? And adding a little sourness to coffee drinks is traditional. Espresso is normally served with a little bit of lemon peel, in Italy at least. And it's good. It's a nice little balancing of the bitterness of the coffee. So pickle flavor, very trendy now. And so maybe the Ziggy's pickle juice in the coffee is real. I think it is. And then BJ's restaurant, they have usually a monthly pizzuki special. That's their pizza cookie, which I like to pronounce pizzuki, but since it's a pizza cookie, it's probably a pizzuki. And so on April 1 only, they're having a pizzico pizzuki, which is a cookie with vanilla ice cream and then pickle chips on top. And they're only serving it on April 1st. And I said, this is real, right? You're not joking? They said, no, it's real. I said, you're joking, though. They said, no, we're actually doing it. And it's surprisingly good, they say. Or maybe not surprising because, I mean, last night at dinner, I had an olive oil panna cotta, which is not unusual anymore. I mean, I personally don't need olive oil in my panna cotta, but it was good. It was served with some rhubarb, sort of a candied kind of rhubarb. It was nice, but it just shows how unconventional the food that we're consuming these days is that I have to ask, are you kidding me? Is this a real thing? And like Sonic Drive-In, full on seriously, in the summer of 2018, did pickle juice slushies, and they performed well, as far as I'm told. It's a private company, so you never know, but they say they performed well. And then a few years ago, Culver's, for as an April Fool's Day joke, pretended they were rolling out the Curter Burger, which is, by the way, these are just fun things to say. I want to say pizzickle pizzookie as often as I can. And the Curter Burger is also fun, and it was a joke of a hamburger with a cheese curd patty, breaded and fried cheese curd patty on top. And it was an April Fool's joke, as I said, and people said, wait, how come? Why don't you actually do that? And so they did it as a one-time promotion, and it was a big hit, like a one-day or something like that promotion. And then it was popular enough that they rolled it out as a longer limited-time offer. So sometimes when people are being silly, it can make sense. So and in fact, the only, I think, actual April Fool's joke from a restaurant chain that I've seen this year is one from Del Taco, where they said, we're coming out with hot sauce Tic Tacs, which, like, cinnamon Tic Tacs have been around forever. So to make something that's a bit spicier than that certainly fits within current trends and is something that maybe Tic Tac will do on their own. And of course, then Del Taco said, we're just kidding. But the oldest rules, I think, of a joke is that if you have to say it's a joke, or if you have to explain why it's funny, then it's not a joke and don't tell it. And I think this is maybe something that restaurants have learned on April Fool's Day, that, you know, you have to say for super sure that it's a joke, and then it's not a joke. It's not funny if you got to explain it. And you know, when someone says, I'm just kidding, they're not actually kidding. They just didn't mean to offend you on the level that they clearly did when they said the thing. So that's how the term I'm just kidding has evolved. It no longer means I'm just kidding. It means I'm sorry or I said a bad thing.
What I think is interesting about the items you've described this year is that, you know, we were talking yesterday about pizza and pickles, and now, you know, pickles in all these different forms. And I feel like we talk about coffee as a really big place where people innovate on flavors. We've seen olive oil coffee, we've seen lavender coffee. Then we're seeing cookies, which, you know, after Crumble's success, we've seen all sorts of wild cookies. And then we're seeing like pizzas and burgers and these kind of things that, you know, scream, add all the stuff to me, I'm a blank canvas. So do you think that the fact that a few of these have pickles, does that really push forward the idea that we've kind of been talking about, that this is the next big thing?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, pickles have been trending for a few years now. As I said, it was 6 years ago that Sonic made drinks with pickle juice in them. But yeah, they seem to be advancing even more so into territories there where we didn't expect them. And this is part of a broader trend of restaurants fermenting things and using different kinds of amino acids to add funky flavors to stuff. And also the fact that they're being added to drinks and desserts, those are less, they're smaller commitments than actually putting them on a main course. I mean, people drink the weirdest tasting drinks and they're into it. And part of it obviously is for the social media, like, look, I'm cool and weird and I'm having this thing. And also, like, if it tastes bad, you just swallow it. You don't have to chew it or anything. It goes right down. And it's as I said, a lower commitment thing. And dessert, you know, it's going to be a little bit sweet anyway. And also, it's, you don't have to finish your dessert. At least I don't have to. I feel like I ordered an entree, I should eat it. But for a dessert, if I take a couple of bites, that's enough. We don't need to eat a whole dessert. I have had some real dessert misfires, though. I mean, I'm still trying to recover from some mustard ice cream that I had once that, yeah, it just tasted like ice cold mustard. And I've had other ice creams that have some wasabi in them or something, or obviously black pepper, things like that. And when it's subtle like that, it can be good. But if it's just ice cold mustard, I don't really want that as a dessert.
Well, and I feel like when these interesting or different flavors are added to drinks and desserts, they're put in less quantity than they are in an entree, where you're going to get more of the flavor because an entree is supposed to be more of your flavor. So, I don't know. I mean, we were talking yesterday, and we were talking about before we recorded about Shake Shack's burgers, and they've done the kimchi, and burgers have pickles on them. So it's just kind of like, when it comes to the burger category, how else can you innovate with that?
Well, one thing that I'm seeing, a flavor that's pickle adjacent, is dill, which is an herb we don't use a whole lot in the United States. Although at the same dinner last night where I had the olive oil panna cotta, I had these sensational lamb chops with some, vegetables on the side, and they were seasoned with dill, which I thought was interesting because when you think lamb, normally it is thyme, rosemary, marjoram, or sometimes parsley. Dill is not usually a lamb thing, but it really worked. And I think maybe it's an herb that we're going to see a fair amount of this spring, even though dill isn't necessarily a spring herb. It's more of a summery kind of thing. But I mean that it's usually planted in like late spring. But we're a 365 day a year industry, and dill is certainly available all the time. And it's a flavor that's pronounced and a little unusual, but not terrifying. It's just dill. Certainly not as polarizing as cilantro, which is a lot more common.
Do you think that we'll be seeing more herbs in drinks? Because we've seen basil in lemonades. Over the past summer, there was a lot of basil in lemonades, but I feel like the other herbs have been a lot more quiet. Rosemary can be in some fancier cocktails, but do you think we're going to see like a large scale herb renaissance in drinks?
Maybe, because herbs are very high impact when it comes to flavor, and they also have a health halo. And a health halo can sometimes mean that something's kind of pretending to be good for you, but isn't necessarily. Herbs are really good for you. There's no downside to herbs unless you don't like the flavor of them. But from a nutrition perspective, they have a lot of awesome micronutrients, and again, you put in a little bit, so the cost isn't crazy. But the flavor is really impactful, and they're visually kind of arresting, which is something that increasingly we see in drinks because people love posting on social media about their favorite drinks. And so that visual appeal is important. And of course, some herbs are required in cocktails, most notably the mojito, which is a whole bunch of mint, or the mint julep.
Well, so we saw some videos. Our colleague Ron went to Cosmix, and they have like this spice aid. And I think we're seeing a lot of items now that are more interesting flavor-wise. And maybe that's why these April Fool's items aren't landing the same, because we're seeing a lot more innovation in the food scene because we're seeing consumers want more of that. And I think that maybe that's why the jokes aren't landing the same way they normally would, is that we're just not used to seeing normal, quote unquote, normal foods anymore.
Yeah, I mean, any given week there are menu items that I will say, "Huh, that's odd." And so, yeah, I mean, I think pickle juice and coffee is an extra odd thing. But again, it's unless I find out otherwise later today, it's real. So, trying to find something that's truly outlandish is hard to do because people are trying all sorts of things, and weird flavor combinations, or at least combinations that seem weird, can often be really great together. So, yeah, people are going out there doing strange things, and we probably will see more spicy drinks. Obviously, spicy margaritas have been around for a long time, and people love them. And Coke just came out with a spicy Coke that I've tried. It's not that spicy, but nonetheless, there are going to be probably spicier soft drinks out there that, you know, just continue to stimulate the palate of especially young consumers who just want to try new weird things and post them on Instagram and TikTok.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of First Bite. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new one. Until then, stay up to date with all your news on NRN.com.